It's here and now. A United Airlines flight from Newark to Denver was recently rerouted when two passengers got into a fight over reclining the seat. One of the passengers attached the knee defender. Now, that's a device that prevents the passenger in front from pushing their seat back. And when he was asked by the flight attendant to remove the knee defender and didn't, the woman in front turned around and threw a cup of water at him. So the flight rerouted to Chicago's O'Hare. What does Ira Goldman think about all of this? He is the inventor of the knee defender. And Ira, is this the first you've heard of people fighting over it?
Yes, and the product's been on the market for 11 years next month. And when things like this happen, they're in the news. So it's pretty safe to say this has never happened before.
That's right. I've never heard of it. In fact, some people for the first time are hearing about your product. And you know, there are two different kinds of responses. Twitter went wild. We're hearing from flight attendants who say, it's not even allowed on the plane. It's my job to take it away. And others saying passengers are allowed to recline, get over it. But some people are cheering this because they feel that the seats reclining are scrunching them. Why did you invent the knee defender?
I'm 6'3", and my legs are not exceptionally long, but I know I'm taller than average.
Yeah.
When I sit down in my seat in a plane at the gate, before they close the doors, oftentimes my knees are already hitting the seat in front of me, which means without using a knee defender, the person in front of me is not going to be able to recline because my knees are there. Two things can't occupy the same space at the same time.
And, of course, when they do try to recline, how do your knees feel?
They don't feel so good, but what inspired this was I actually started getting hit in the knees by the hard part of the seat, by the frame of the seat. And that's like being whacked by a stick in your patella. And, yes, everyone would like more leg room, would love more space on a plane. We'd all like private planes. But we're given only so much room. That's fine. What people object to is being hit, compressed. People who have babies on their lap, the kid will get hit in the head by the reclining seat. People who have laptop computers, sometimes the screens are broken because it's on the tray table, the seat's reclined, it catches in the little lip on the back of the seat, and it breaks the computer screen.
So you've invented this, but here's a criticism. You know, hope the $21 for the device, the arrest, and the plane diversion were worth those extra minutes of laptop time. There are people who see this as being kind of selfish, not going along with what everyone now knows is plane travel. We're all going to be crowded. And putting the knee thing in there makes somebody in front of you uncomfortable.
Two problems that happened on that flight, apparently. The first is that the airline has created a problem where there's competition for space. And the second is that the people didn't listen to the flight attendant. Every knee defender that's ever been sold for the last almost 11 years says on it, be courteous, do not hog space, listen to flight crew.
And we'll see what happens in the future as rules evolve when it comes to the knee defender. Ira Goldman is the inventor, and his device is making headlines after a plane was rerouted when passengers got into a fight over his knee defender. Ira, thanks so much for giving us time with your defense of the knee defender.
Okay, thank you.